This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for December 2012. Tonight's lineup includes presidential comment, headquarters news, a Waro update, and on the international scene.
New Zealand approves a digital amateur radio repeater to test compatibility with other radio services. The Dutch military won't give up 915 megahertz for unlicensed short-range devices, and a new eye on the sky down under will warn of solar eruptions.
That and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the official broadcast, I'm Jim Meachins at L2BHF in Nelson. Presidential comment leads the way tonight. Here's our NZART president, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Vaughan?
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. The membership drive, which started with the mail out of over 3,000 letters to non-members in early November, has been very successful, with over 240 new and rejoining members. I'd like to take this opportunity to say a special welcome to you all, and I'm sure you will find much of value from our magazine and other services in the coming year. Along with the special offer of 1 year subscription at a reduced rate, all new members were entered into the draw for a 2-metre handheld radio. The draw has taken place and the winner was Tim Hogan, ZL2BI from Paraparaumu. I understand Tim has been away from amateur radio for the last 10 years, so my congratulations, Tim. I'm sure you will put the radio to good use. As this is the last broadcast for this year, I'd like to remind you of a few of the events coming up next year. Firstly, there's the Jock White Memorial Field Day Contest, which is being held over the weekend of February 23rd and 24th. This annual contest is named in honour of the late Jock White, ZL2GX, NZART Contest and Awards Manager for over 40 years. I hope your branch will be active in this contest, and I plan to be on the air for some other time with Branch 29. A little later in 2013, is the biannual technology convention being held in Auckland over Easter weekend. That's the 30th and 31st of March. And later in the year will be our annual general meeting and conference in Masterton, being held as usual over Queen's Birthday weekend. As you listen to this, it's only 2 days to Christmas and nearly the end of another busy year. My thanks to all our association officers and councillors, to Debbie at headquarters, Evan our treasurer, and all the break-in team, plus all those members who help with activities throughout the year. Thanks for all the hard work you put in this year. Without your help and support, we would not have a successful national organisation. May I wish you all the very best for the coming festive season, and that the holiday period will allow you a little more time to enjoy our great hobby.
Thank you, Vaughan. The President of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. The Cordia National System Award 2013. Wellington VHF Group will be running the Cordia National System Award from Tuesday the 1st of January to midnight on Sunday the 3rd of February. The big challenge is to see how many cities, suburbs and towns you can contact. The rules and further details for the Cordia National System Award can be found on the Wellington VHF Group website, www.vhf.org.nz. The Cordia National System Award 2013 is proudly presented by the Wellington VHF Group for the enjoyment of all amateurs, to emphasise the coverage of the national system and to recognise the contribution made to amateur radio by Cordia. Onwards to Upper Hutt we go, and it's a very good evening to NZART Business Manager Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening everyone for the last time this year. While everyone expects to be busy in the last month of the year, and for me, it has been no exception. Subscription renewals have been fairly consistent, plus the usual day-to-day administration of reconciling accounts. Add this to the very successful membership promotion, I have indeed been kept on my toes work-wise. I am pleased to advise that the promo has attracted 241 new members at the last count. There are a couple of deposits in our bank account that I cannot seem to place as I haven't received the application form, so this figure may increase if these newcomers send in their details. Just to add to my workload, I came to work on Wednesday morning, only to find that my office had been burgled. Aside from the two smashed windows, which is how the burglars gained entry, and all my drawers having been ransacked, I got off pretty lucky, as the only thing that appears to have been stolen was my laptop, external drive, and an internet dongle that I had, I thought, safely tucked away and use only for NZART meetings. Now for the insurance claim, and like you, I find that due to my excess being so high, it may not be worth claiming on. Even Sayer, the association treasurer, had the unenviable task of being the first on the scene at 2 a.m, as I didn't hear my phone when the alarm monitoring people called. There was nothing on the laptop that was confidential, as all files are transferred to my main computer once I have finished with them. So fear not, everyone, your information remains safe and sound. Just goes to show, though, in the 15-plus years that I have worked for the association, one is never immune to the foils of this world. Well, that's it from me, Jim. I'd like to wish everyone a very happy and safe Christmas, and remember to keep your valuables somewhere they can't be found, but remember where you have put them. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. The Jock-wide Field Day is approaching. Yes, keep the last weekend in February, the 23rd and 24th, free, and make sure your branch gets a station on the air. What a great way to spend a weekend. Operate on HF, camp out, and be as competitive or social as you like. Why not combine Field Day with a branch barbecue? Home stations are welcome as well, along with all the usual entry sections. For rules of the event and other information, check the rules section on the contest page at the NZART website. If you have any questions, feel free to contact Stuart, the events manager. His email address is included in the online rules. And tonight's Jock White Field Day information from Stuart Watchman, ZL2TW. For a look now at international amateur radio news, we join the amateur radio news lines, Skeeter Nash, N5ASH.
In what may be a first anywhere worldwide, a New Zealand amateur radio service digital ATV repeater has been given a chance to test its compatibility with commercial broadcasters. Amateur Radio Newsline's Jim Meachin, ZL2BHF, reports from Down Under.
New Zealand Radio Spectrum Management, RSM, has granted the first digital amateur TV license to NZART Branch 74, the Wellington VHF group, for use at its main station located on Mount Belmont in Wellington. The main features of license 236831 are digital TV channel 25, DTV 25, 502 MHz to 510 MHz, DVB-T format, 7.7 MHz emission bandwidth, 100 watts mean effective isotropic radiated power, EIRP, and horizontal polarization. The license is valid for an initial period of 6 months, from 1st January 2013 to 30th of June 2013. The license permits DATV transmissions for the purpose of testing compatibility with services on the adjacent frequencies and requires the production of a comprehensive report to RSM. The DTV 25 channel is, in effect, the guard band between communication services below 502 MHz and digital TV broadcasts above 510 MHz, DTV 26 and above. It is hoped that these tests will, once again, demonstrate the engineering capabilities of radio amateurs and lead the way to the granting of DATV licenses throughout New Zealand. For the Amateur Radio Newsline, I'm Jim Meacham, ZL2BHF, in Nelson, New Zealand.
If the test proves successful, it holds the potential of opening up a new concept in channel sharing between amateur radio and other telecommunication services. With almost 42 CEPT nations reporting that 915 to 921 MHz is empty or emptying, it is hoped the band will soon be made available for short-range devices or SRDs. An article by Bill Ray in UK newspaper The Register implies that the Dutch military appears to be just about the only obstacle to 915 to 921 MHz being available for short-range devices use on a worldwide basis. To date, there has been no globally available license except Spectrum for short-range devices available between 42 MHz, and 2.4 GHz. In some countries, such as the United Kingdom, spectrum at 433 to 435 MHz has been used as a stopgap move. However, this has caused considerable interference to other existing licensed services. Wishing you a truly great holiday season from the United States of America, we are the Amateur Radio Newsline, heard on bulletin stations around the world, including the W4CN repeater of the Western Radio Transmitting Society, serving Louisville, Kentucky. Fox Sports reportedly will take broadcasting of cricket competition in Australia to a new level this summer. This with pictures to be broadcast from micro-sized cameras installed in helmets worn by batsmen and wicketkeepers. According to the WIA News, the equipment consists of a high-definition visor-mounted camera and transmitter with batteries on the rear strap. The additional weight on the helmet is only 250 grams, or about the weight of a bar of soap. They can be fitted to any player's helmet during the game. Fox Sports believes it will be the first camera attached to a player during a cricket match at this level. The technology is to be officially introduced in the Big Bash 20 tournament. Astronomers say a new eye on the sky in Western Australia's remote outback could potentially save the world billions of dollars. This by warning of a pending cosmic catastrophe. The International Center for Radio Astronomy Research in Perth reports that the new Murchison Wide Field Array radio telescope will give a dramatically improved view of the sun. This, in turn, should provide an early warning of explosive solar storms that can damage communication satellites, electric power grids, and GPS navigation systems. In addition to its solar observations, the Murchison Wide Field Array will offer scientists an unprecedented view of the entire history of the universe, including how the very first stars and galaxies formed. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at the editor's desk, I'm Skeeter Nash, N5ASH, wishing you a very Merry Christmas from all of us at the Amateur Radio Newsline. 7-3, and as always, we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2012, all rights reserved.
Thank you, Skeeter, and as always we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. And news tonight from Upper Hutt Branch 63, advising that last Tuesday, the 18th of December at 10:45 a.m, the branch's 6-meter repeater 395 was switched on. 395 has a call sign ID mode to open the mute. Just give your call sign to start transmission. Once opened, the delay is not reset for 15 minutes. This will prevent false triggering. The repeater will then function as normal. In other words, do not ka-chunk the repeater, just announce yourself using your call sign. The repeater has a timeout timer set at 3 minutes, with warning beeps after 2 minutes 50 seconds. Then a lockout occurs of the offending station. The repeater resets to normal once the input signal is removed with 3 beeps. The 395 repeater power output is 60 watts, and the call sign ZL2VH/P beacons every 9 minutes and 30 seconds. The Upper Hutt 6-meter FM repeater, vertically polarized, transmits on 53.950 MHz and it receives on 52.950 MHz. It uses a 1 MHz negative split. Finally, a word of advice to users of the 6-meter repeater if using an HF rig. Ensure you have no speech compression or processing turned on. It's an FM repeater. Some users do forget this and treat the QSO like a DX contact on HF. And that information from Upper Hutt, Branch 63. It's time for Wara News now, and a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. A quick reminder that the annual get-together and shared luncheon for Wara members and their OMs in the Greater Auckland, Waikato, Bay of Plenty area will be held at Porongia on Sunday the 27th of January. I hope to see many of you there. Details if you need them are in the latest Wara bulletin or in the Wara page of the November-December break-in. On behalf of Wara President Margaret, ZL1MB, and the Wara Executive, I want to wish you all a joyous holiday season and a very Merry Christmas. I'm also mindful that there are some who find Christmas quite a difficult time. May the new year bring you all peace, prosperity and contentment. If you're travelling on the roads over the holidays, I wish you a smooth journey and a safe return to your homes. That's all from Wara for this month. See you in the new year. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for WARO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. NZRT's annual conference is to be held next year on Queen's Birthday weekend in Masterton at the Copthorne Hotel and Resort Solway Park, Wairarapa. Planning is well underway and you can check on progress at the special website at www.nzartconference2013.co.nz. Links to the venue and other sites plus the conference registration form is also available for download from the site. Now be in quick for accommodation, as a flat rate applies for any of the rooms, including standard, right through to the executive suites. See online for more detail, and also page 43 of your November-December copy of Break In. And that information from Conference Chairman David Bray, ZL2BA. The Hawke's Bay Amateur Radio Club is holding an amateur radio training weekend for people wishing to enter the amateur radio hobby and gain their licence. The dates are January 19th and 20th. If you're interested in attending, please contact Warren Harris at L2AJ. You can email warren@zl2aj.com or telephone 021-649-284. 021-649-284. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. Here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Welcome to the last Around the Branches segment for 2012. And we start with the Auckland VHF Group, Branch 66 NZART, which has its first meeting in the new year on Monday the 21st of January, and this will be a barbecue picnic BYO meal in the reserve. The first general meeting will be held on Monday the 11th of February. Nelson Branch 26 starts the new year with a barbecue on Saturday the 19th of January at Rabbit Island, starting 1pm. The club will provide the meat, bread and butter, but remember to bring either a salad or dessert to share and your own utensils, plate and some kind of chair. The next club meeting in Nelson is on Wednesday, February the 20th, and it'll be a construction night at the Car Club Rooms on Bolt Road. Blenheim Branch 22 also starts the new year with a barbecue. There's a bit of a theme going on here. At Onamalutu on Saturday the 19th of January from 11am onwards. The club will provide the meat and bread. Well, that's all from me for 2012. Have a good Christmas and a happy new year, everyone, and looking forward to 2013.
Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZART Headquarters Info Line will be emailed on Friday, 18th of January, 2013. Remember, you can subscribe for your copy of this bulletin of news from NZRT Headquarters on the NZRT webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZRT will be made by ZL6A at 8pm on Sunday the 24th of February 2013. There is no official broadcast in January. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for December 2012. Season's greetings, everyone, and a very good night. Good night now.